My son is playing T-ball now, which I had never heard of T-ball. T-ball is kind of like baseball, but it's not. They play it on a baseball field. There's 9 positions, but they put like 35 kids out on the field. So you got like 5 first basemen, all right? Then there's this waist-high tee. They stick a ball on the tee, and the kid smacks the ball off the tee with a metal bat. That's like going hunting. You get up at 3 in the morning and walk out to your truck, and a guy hands you a dead deer and goes, "Nice shooting, buddy." It's too easy. At least make it like a pinata, you know? Blindfold the kid, spin him around a couple times. All right, now give it a shot, Jimmy. We got a guy who's our batting coach. Now, guys, think back. When we played Little League ball, your coach could help you out. He'd be in that third base box, and he'd be hollering and struggling, like, "All right, come on, get your shoulder square, get that bat back, get a level eye on that ball, get a piece of it." What do you say to a kid hitting a tee ball? "Now!" There's a catcher, I don't know why, because there is no pitcher. But by law, he's required to wear all the protective gear. He's got to wear the... I'm not making this up. He's got to wear the shin guards, the chest pad, the face mask, y'all. He's supposed to wear an athletic supporter with a cup. He's 5 years old. They don't make them that small. We had to buy a high school and stuff it with newspapers. The kid wore it on the outside. He looked like Dennis Rodman at a press conference. Now, there's a kid who stands in the pitcher's position. His nickname is Target, all right? So we let the kids name their team. So I was coaching my son's team, and I said, "What do you guys want to be called?" And they go, "We're going to be the Rangers." And I go, "Oh, I'm from Texas. We'll be the Texas Rangers." Like, "No, we're the Power Rangers." I'm like, "Okay. What a horrible team we have. We got beat by the Legos first game, like 10-0. Now, the way T-ball is like baseball is the parents. I'm a firm believer that parents should not be allowed at their kids' baseball game because they don't know how to act. And I'll give you a great example. These kids are 5 years old. They're getting a ball hit at them at 90 miles an hour. They got one thought: get out of the way. They got a glove that's as big as their head, but that's just for ballast, trust me. I heard a guy yelling at his son. He goes, "Hey, don't be afraid of that ball. It's not going to bite you." And you could just see the kid's mind thinking, "Jesus, it's got teeth!" So I get my little Power Rangers out in the field, and all right, Power Ranger, everybody listen up. Ball gets hit to you, what do? They go, "Throw to first base." I go, "Excellent." First batter up, drills the ball, hits our pitch in her leg, he drops, he's crying. So I go run out in the field, I go, "Hey, Jimmy, come on, shake it off, man, it was an accident, just an accident." But like every little kid, his first words were, "He did it on purpose!" And I go, "No, he didn't. Come on." Well, then here comes Jimmy's mom out of the stands. "Oh, the moose is loose on the field." "Oh, my baby, my baby, my baby." And I'm trying to calm her down. I'm like, "Hey, hey, hey, Mrs. Jimmy's mom. If you keep hollering, he's going to keep crying." She goes, "He did it on purpose." I go, "Yes, ma'am, he did. That little 5-year-old boy was sitting on the bench. I heard him. He said, 'Somebody get me a helmet and a metal bat. That kid is ticking me off.'" So I get everybody settled down. I get Jimmy's mom back in the stands. I go, "All right, Power Ranger, everybody listen up. Ball gets hit to you. What do you do?" They go, "Throw to first base." I go, "Excellent." Next batter up, drills the ball to the outfield. The entire team runs to the outfield. It's like herding chickens. And these games go on forever. Why? Because everybody can hit, but nobody can catch. Me and the other dads came up with street rules. 6 errors, that's an out. You know, if a kid catches a hot grounder and holds it up for his parents to see, 2 outs. If half the team's crying, the other half's peed their pants, game over, snow cones for everybody. And now my son and I have joined this group called Indian Guides. Now, Indian Guides is a group that was founded through the YMCA. Yeah, it's a great group. It was founded to foster the bond between a father and a son until the son is old enough to be taken to a bar, all right? And every Monday night, we go and we dress up like Indians and we learn about the Native American Indian style. It's like Halloween every Monday night. And we all have names. Like, there's a guy in our group who sells tires. His name is Big Wheel. His son's name is Little Wheel. I'm a comedian. My name is Big Laughs. My son's name is Little Laughs. Now, the problem is we live in Los Angeles, so we have to go to the Hollywood chapter, which is different. Our leader's name is Dances with Men, all right? And obviously he doesn't have a son, so he brings his nephew, Flaming Bo. Nice kid. And it's really cool. We go to these meetings and you have to like talk in Indian Sign Language. And I learned some, I'll teach it to you. If you put your hand over your heart and move your hand like this, this means hello. If you extend your arm and raise your hand, this means goodbye. If you put your thumb to your lower lip and go like this, this means I need another beer. And the kids are involved in this. There's a kid who's an Indian drummer. He opens a ceremony by banging a ceremonial drum, and he closes the ceremony by banging a ceremonial drum. There's a kid who's an Indian runner. His job is when he sees a dad go like this, go to the cooler. So we go to our first meeting, and they want you to sit Indian style. Do you remember Indian style when you sit with your legs crossed on them? Well, my legs don't bend that way anymore. So I'm kind of kicked back in the reclining position. You know, well, here comes Dances with Men. Excuse me. I don't believe that's the way the Indian sat. And I'm thinking, I don't believe that's the way the Indians talk, neither. I got a really hard time picturing Sitting Bull in his teepee and going, it's been many moons since we smoked the peace pipe. Sit up straight. And because of Dancing with Men, our tribe is a little different. Like at our first jamboree, other tribes are reenacting Custer's Last Stand. We sang Barbra Streisand songs. But we went on our first camp out, and it was really cool. We took the kids to the Grand Canyon because we were going to study the Arizona Indians. So the night before our trip down into the canyon, we're all around this campfire. We got our tent set up, and Dancing with Men is telling us all about the next day's trip. And he goes up in front of me and goes, all right, Braves, everyone listen up. Now, tomorrow, you need to be very, very careful. Because there's snakes. And there's one called the pink rattlesnake. And I'm just... I go, Dancing with Men. I go, a pink rattlesnake? And he goes, yes, Big Laughs, and they're just as poisonous as the Diamondbacks. And I turned to my son, I said, but they're really easy to spot. You can hear him in the bushes going, hiss, hiss. If you step on me, I'll bite you, I swear.